This is Afternoons with Simon Beaumont on 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Yes, good afternoon. Simon Beaumont with you. Just cheers you up, that song, doesn't it? If you love listening to the radio, we've got a show for you today. Plenty of good stories, lots of good energy. If you're listening to us today, you can call us 9221882. I'm here until 3 o'clock. Today, we're going to talk to George O'Neill in just a moment. Dr. George O'Neill has been running the Fresh Start program for many, many years in Perth, and it looks like the accommodation part of his treatment programs may have to close its doors after a council decision. We'll talk to George in just a moment on the program. We have a poll up and running on our Facebook page, and if you follow us on Twitter, at 6PR, would you be in favour of a Twilight AFL Grand Final? I know the Sports Today guys have been talking a lot about the fixtures, but the Australian newspaper are running a story today that quite possibly the AFL will go to a Twilight AFL Grand Final as soon as next year. And I wonder if you're in favour of that. At 6PR on Twitter and on our Facebook page, if you'd like to have a look and maybe take part in that poll. Yes or no, are you in favour of an AFL Grand Final to be played at a twilight time? A massive effort to get out of a parking fine. We speak to a smarty bum uni student who has written a long heartfelt letter to Wilson's. We'll let you know how that's gone. What lengths have you gone to avoid a parking fine, and did you have a win? And a reunion of some note this weekend. The first intake of Aboriginal students at Mount Lawley College, the Teachers' College, way back in 1976. That gang, that cohort, get together this weekend for a toasted cheese sandwich and a bit of a reminisce, and that's on the program as well. 8 minutes past 12. Well, the Subiaco Post are reporting in today's edition that George O'Neill's Harborne House, which is in Wembley, obviously on Harborne Street, is in danger of closing after a council decision. It would seem, the Post reports, that it would seem the accommodation facility has only 90 days before it needs to shut its doors. Dr. George O'Neill is the medical director at the Fresh Start Clinic and joins us on 6PR Afternoons now. George, thanks for your time today.
Simon, thanks for chatting.
George, is that accurate? Is that report accurate? Have you got to close down the accommodation facility?
I think we might have to. The balance between people's needs is such that you've got addicts recovering in a small property in a residential area, and I, on a public basis, all I can do is say that all the neighbours have been very good to us over 11 years, and from time to time you have people going into the backyard swearing, and no matter how much you get your staff to follow them out, you can't quite stop them swearing at the right time. So it is frustrating to stop. It's, on the other hand, I can only tell you how good the neighbours have been to us over the last 11 years. Mm. And there's a balance, and so we'll have to search for somewhere else to look after the patients. In three months' time, may well be in terrible trouble where I've come up with nothing. But for the moment, I've got a little bit of optimism. BMH, as you know, is moving, and there's a leftover house, Ronald McDonald House. If we could get your listeners to come and help donate $2-3 million, we could buy that sort of facility for looking after people, and that would be very good. But for the moment, we're searching.
Sure. So, George, you sound philosophical about this. You've been there for 11 years. It is a council decision, a Town of Cambridge decision. They have voted on it 7-2 to not allow you to rezone that place. But you have some sympathy for the neighbours. It seems it's the neighbours who've complained to council.
Yeah, to some extent, I could go to SAT, and we may well do, and plead for a little bit more time until we can actually find an alternative place. In the meantime, the government's closing down various hospitals around the place. There's always opportunities, and so I'm having to be an optimist and find another solution if this one doesn't work. George, and in the meantime, I'm extremely grateful for having been allowed to look after people there for the last 11 years.
George, I had a look at your annual report, and there were 416 people accommodated there last year in 2015.
It's a it's a tragedy if we don't find another alternative. Like, it's everybody seems to have forgotten we've gone from 35 opiate deaths a year in 2005 to about 140 this year. So we've gone we're up to nearly 400 amphetamine people needing treatment a year. The disaster in the community is terrible. So there has to be another solution if this one doesn't work.
Just to paint the picture for people, George, you have a research component, you have professional placement, you have a program in Northam, but this accommodation is where people go to when they're receiving treatment from you. This is a detoxification facility.
This is people coming. If you phone me tonight and said, look, I've got a drunk in my house who's annoying me, then we'd be able to look after him straight away and sedate him and help him pass with his detox. And so that's a very important function. And so we've got to do it somewhere, and we'll keep searching. I think I am grateful to the neighbours who've been very good to us over a long period of time, and our staff have been good to a lot of patients. There's got to be a new solution if we don't do this. At present, I've got the optimism that within 90 days we'll have found another solution, but it's hard to fund because most of the patients don't have any money, and we'll certainly need community support. So maybe there's a church with a leftover building, or maybe there's another hospital that's closed that the government might allow us to use, or maybe Land Corp will give us one of the leftover hospitals instead of selling off the land just to make a profit.
I couldn't tell whether you were completely joking about Ronald McDonald House, George, but I guess you are. Would you have government support to find another accommodation facility, do you think? Are they on board with you?
The government's broke, and lots of people in the community as well as the government are not well off. So it's a time when you can't actually demand anything, but you can plead with people to search with you. And so I would be pleading with people to search with us, and also to respect the neighbours who are very, very forgiving to lots and lots of patients over a 10 or 11 year period. So I'm not actually frustrated with the council or the neighbours or anybody. I'm pretty grateful to have I've had everybody's support there for the last 11 years, and I know I have to find another solution, and I'm praying a lot because I have no idea where I'll find the next solution. But the Ronald McDonald House is a pretty serious suggestion. One would need 3 or 4 or 5 million to buy those properties, and at present, if anybody feels positively to support us, then they should contact us.
There's always an opportunity to donate to Fresh Start via the Facebook page or via the website, George, so that's always there. But this is serious now, isn't it? You need to put these people somewhere.
I'll have to find a solution, so I'm optimistic that I'll find a solution. I can go back and argue through SAT or through that sort of thing, but my heart's not in it, because I am grateful for the neighbours, and so I'm actively searching.
All right, George. I know there's been fights, and police and ambulances have had to attend on occasion. So I guess you just ran out of time and patience, I suppose.
Normally ambulances attending shouldn't be enough to annoy the neighbours, but the bit that's always very difficult is people who come from a drug background will frequently swear, and if they're swearing in the backyard, that is really just something that makes it very unpleasant for people in the next backyard. And so I've got enough respect to understand that we've been fortunate to be where we've been for this period of time, and there'll be a solution somewhere, I'm sure.
George, thank you for the work you do, and as always, a thoroughly decent approach to all of this, and good luck. And I'm sure many of the programs at 6PR will be very interested in supporting your cause to find a new premises for accommodation. Thanks for talking to us, George.
Simon, thanks.
Dr. George O'Neill, Medical Director at the Fresh Start Clinic. Just as you know, he's a thoroughly decent fella, isn't he? We live in a city now, as George said, where there's been 140 opiate deaths this year. He accommodated 416 people at that place on Harbourne Street in Wembley, but understands the neighbours have had enough. No ill feeling towards council, although Louis Carr and Sonia Grinchieri did support a rezoning application to try and keep the Fresh Start Accommodation Clinic open.